Welcome to the Generation Podcast, an audio resource dedicated to a generation of young people who are committed to total surrender to God and total dependence on His power to reach the world with the gospel of Christ. This podcast is designed to strengthen and encourage through a series of Bible-based practical talks. The victorious Christian life is truly a battle, with the enemy attacking on every front. In this podcast, though, Dr. Jim focuses on the worst enemy of all, a traitor who betrays every one of us. Join us in this podcast, Deliverance from Self.
Welcome to the Generation Podcast. This is Jim Van Gelderen, and I'm broadcasting from Menominee Falls, Wisconsin, which happens to be my home, and I'm just home for a few days in between finishing our tour and heading out to ministry this summer. Certainly have a busy summer, looking forward to it, and I believe God is going to do some great things. We certainly would appreciate your prayers. I know Brother Bosler, myself, and those others of us with Minuteman Ministries would appreciate your prayers. God's doing some great things. We're certainly burdened to continue to see all that God wants to do, to be done. I want to challenge you with something, friend, because you have an enemy. We all know we have an enemy, Satan. We often kind of think about that. We know he's a liar, and we know that he is does everything he can to discourage us, destroy us, and to neutralize us and our effectiveness for Christ. But there's another enemy I wanted you to think about tonight, and that is, if I could put it in these terms, it's yourself. It was Thomas Brooks, a preacher of old, who said, "O Lord, deliver me from that evil man, myself." And that is true, friends. Within us, there's a part of us that is always trying to draw us down, pull us away from God. In the Bible, it's often called the flesh. Now, when we think of English, we think the flesh could just be flesh and blood. But often in the Bible, although it can mean just flesh and blood, it's talking about that part of you that is selfish, that part of you that always makes the wrong decision, that tries to pull you away from God. There's a verse of Scripture, two verses I'd like to highlight for a moment here. Verse 16 of Galatians 5 says, "This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh." Then it says, followed by this verse, "For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would." Now that's an interesting verse, isn't it? Now it starts with the fact, if you walk in the Spirit, you're not going to fulfill the lust of the flesh. We'll come back to that. But it points out that you're in a battle. The flesh lusts or desires against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. There's a battle inside of you if you're saved. The moment you got saved, the Holy Spirit moved in and regenerated your spirit, made it alive. At that point, the flesh dominated you. You were in the flesh. Flesh dominated you. That's the way you lived. But when you got saved, the Holy Spirit regenerated you. There were new desires. And a battle began between the Holy Spirit and your flesh. And you might say, well, you know, the Bible says so that you can't do the things that you would. Well, let me just encourage you. That in the Greek language is in the subjunctive mood, which simply means the idea is that you may not do the things that you would. In other words, it's not saying that that because of this flesh-spirit battle, you're never going to be able to do what you really ought to do. It's not saying that. It's saying that there's the possibility. There is the possibility that you won't do what you ought to do because the flesh is so strong. If you succumb to it and you let it call the shots, then you won't be able to do what God wants you to do. So it's not saying that it has to be done. It's saying it's a possibility. But it's a possibility none of us want to occur. Why? Because, friends, the Holy Spirit lives in you. You don't have to be defeated. You don't have to let that flesh win out. Now, obviously, when you and I follow the flesh, feed the flesh, do what the flesh wants to do, self, we're going to be in trouble. All kinds of different ways self comes out. You got self-promotion. Yeah, you think you're something. And God, of course, in the book of Galatians here, tells us if you think yourself to be something when you're nothing, you deceive yourself. We're all nothing without Jesus. And we deceive ourselves. Sometimes it's self-promotion. Sometimes it's self-dependence. Boy, we endeavor to do what only Jesus can enable us to do. Yeah, self-dependence, another problem. Self-preservation. In other words, we don't want to die to our desires, dreams, try to preserve self-indulgence, just doing what we want to do. The book of Galatians talks a lot about a lot of sins, moral failure, sexual sins, talks about anger, wrath. All those are self-indulgent. This battle. So the moment you cave into self and you do what self wants you to do, you're going to be in trouble. But friend, I want to leave you with some hope. It says, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Now, that says you won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. Actually, the Greek language is a double negative. Now, a double negative in the English means you negate it, but not in the Greek. It intensifies the negative. So what God is saying is, walk in the Spirit, and there is no way you're going to fulfill the lust of the flesh. Now, isn't that encouraging? Friends, you don't have to indulge in looking at filth. You don't have to indulge in treating your siblings with anger and rancor. You don't have to indulge in being disrespectful to your parents. You don't have to indulge in wasting time with technology. You don't have to indulge in that. You don't have to live a life promoting self and being proud and not being humble. You don't have to live a life where you try to preserve what you want to do. And you can live a life of self-sacrifice, a life that is surrendered to God's will. Now, how do you do that? You walk in the Spirit. You say, preacher, what does that mean? How do you walk in the Spirit? You know, I could attempt to try to describe it, but it's something that the Holy Spirit has to put, to turn the lights on. Walk in the Spirit, which basically means this whole dynamic means it's spiritually empowered. It's not your strength. It's not your effort. It's not gritting your teeth. No, it's Holy Spirit enabled. And I will tell you, you will learn how to walk in the Spirit by spending time with God. Friend, do you spend time with God? I've challenged young people to take an hour and spend it with God. And just get your Bible and open your heart and start talking to God about what you need. And I'm talking about getting hungry for God. I'm not talking about going through the motions. I'm talking about seeking God's face, seeking His reality in your life, seeking His presence. You spend time with God, He'll teach you how to walk in the Spirit. I think it's really what needs to happen. You can understand something intellectually and not really live it practically because it's not been spiritually illumined to you. The Spirit of God turns the lights on. And as you spend time with Him, He will teach you what it means to walk in the Spirit. Because when you walk in the Spirit, there's no way you're going to fulfill the lust of the flesh. Your enemy, the flesh, is going to be defeated. And what a wonderful thing that is. And you don't have to go through life anticipating defeat and that self is going to win. So let me encourage you, friend. If you're here a little convicted and maybe a little self-something, thank the Lord. There's a way out. Walk in the Spirit and learn how to walk with God. Trust Him and look to Him and have a relationship with Him. And certainly you do that, it won't be hard to be totally surrendered to the will of God and totally dependent on His grace to live it.
Thanks for joining us for this episode of the Generation Podcast. For more faith-inspiring resources and information about joining The Generation, please visit thegeneration.org. That's T-H-E-E generation.org.